Philippians chapter 1, verse 19 in RSV, Revised Standard Version. Philippians 1, verse 19 in RSV. If you have RSV or Dabi, you know the Dabi, there's another person called Dabi. But if you don't have it, that's fine. Go on. NIV or, Yeah. Okay, let's have NIV. Sorry, so that you don't pick the same time. He said, for I know. Hallelujah. We dealt with that, right? There's something that must come, that you must know, right? Like, I know my name, right? I'm not confused about it. You catch that? So there's knowledge was aware. All right? He said, before I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me, we turn out for my deliverance. I think we word from the Lord this morning. Turning point. Let's lift up our hands to God. And let's just bless him, because it turns water to wine, my brother. It turns red sea to red carpet. My God, only God can do that. Red sea to red carpet. My God, Bible says they walked on dry ground. This one didn't have to lap the waters for the ground to be dry. It went from wet sea to dry, my people, dry. Over 600,000 men on foot, not counting men and women and children. Turning point. Thank you, Daddy, because you turned it again today. Because it will work for our God. What's a turning point at the airport? Turning point. I've not heard that before. An immigration person will not understand the visa. I can't understand that. I don't know how to put that. Except God. How is the same way how water turns to wine that is only God? How? And he didn't have the measure to go and talk to your supervisor. You know what I'm saying? Or there should only be a directory where they check visa types, right? Right? I mean, there must be a directory in their database where you search. Oh my God. Father, oh, Lord, but I can be God. We bless you, Daddy. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah. Please have your seat in his presence. And welcome to Turning Point. Praise the Lord. For I know. Let's flip back to KJV. For I know that this shall turn. If you look at that tense, it's a future present tense, right? It shall. But that's a knowledge that only the spiritual or the informed. That's why they said when a child is cutting a tree in the bush, the adult will know where. You see this here, this is how it's working. Okay. They said, that is not true. I said, all right, okay. Don't argue with the truth. If you do, you are in doubt of what you know. Okay? Don't debate on truth. You don't debate the scripture. You know what I'm saying? It proves itself. Okay? Don't debate. You only allow yourself to be found correct. I know that this shall turn out to my salvation through prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. What is a turning point? Turning point is the point at which significant change occurs. Newton's law of motion, the first one says, a body will continue in a state of motion or rest until acted upon by an external force to act otherwise. In fact, it says, until it is compelled. Shaga. My dear family, there is something, there's a compelling factor that brings change. Oh my God, that lady said, I won't let you travel. That's compelling. that change may be brought to place. Praise God. Oh, you experience that change today.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Compelling force to redirect how things were going. How could I explain? My people, when I saw Dupe walking to the door this morning, I almost passed out. I had to remind myself, people will just pray, what just happened? Is he being chased or what? Say compelling force. Yeah. How she will buy a ticket on that short notice. How, you know, everything just woke up. We must get to church. I don't want to get to church today. There is something that was driving in a direction that a compelling force was activated to stop and directly change. Turning point is the point of impact. Where that thing collides with the superior force that altered the direction of things, the turning point. Look at your door. You see that door? That door has a turning point. It has an hinge that makes it turn impossible. So if you just it will not close again, it will open. It's the hinge that redirects activity. Turning point is that change. It's that point that brings the change occasioned by impacting. Things will continue to go that way, my people, until it is acted upon to act otherwise. My dear brother and sister, you must know how to redirect things. There's a protocol. You know, you don't wish for change. Your exact force, my people, nothing changes like that. It will continue to go in that direction. But you should know, my God, let's give Jesus the hand. The serial activity that culminated into the salvation of that young man. His mom would go into, went to his room, say, compelling force.
Compelling force.
You know, oh my God, you don't know the host of things that are put into action when we do what God said we should do. Or let's go to, okay, two things here, thank God. Please don't forget this. Things that bring change. He said prayer and what? You know everything that happened about all of these cases is prayer and the supply. You see that lady saying you will not travel is a supply of the spirit. You may not know, but oh my God, you get what I'm saying? And that boy said, Lord, can I talk to your supervisor? Say supply of the spirit. Invisible, but undeniable. I was an angel that stood there that said, oh my God, my God. Oh, say found true. Yeah, that's exactly what God does that brings glory to God in any way. And that's what you should know at the start. That's what you should know when?
At the start.
So that you can tell, you see, it will work out for me. The serialization is too much. The supply of the Spirit, the supply of the Spirit, the supply of the Spirit. You know what? We're not even ready to let our sister say anything. We just said, we have done what God said. Go and sit down. You remember? It's not, you know, thank God. Thankfully, now that she said the story, oh, we can now connect. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. But the truth is that we used to do what God said if you don't know the story. Mm-hmm. We have concluded. My sister, go and sit down. Case is closed. Then to encourage us so that we'll know what we changed. Praise God. I know, Lighthouse, things don't turn except you turn it. It turns through prayer and the supply. That's why on the prayer line recently we were talking about, you know, Can I tell you something? Anything that makes you pray is a good thing. Praise God. Oh, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know. I shared the prayer line. I said, if God wants to invite you, he will give you something that will bring you. You didn't get it. He knows, you know, he knows this, you know, he got the invitation card. Is disturbing. God, I don't come, but there is something that makes me. I know how to get you. Let somebody praise the Lord. Let somebody praise the Lord. Let somebody praise the Lord. Turning point. Saul was the wanted of was the wanted person in Egypt. I mean in Israel. But God didn't know how to get his attention to go to Ramah. You know where Ramah is? The house of Samuel. The man, the prophet who anointed him as king. So he made the ashes of his father to be lost. Then they became worried. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Anytime you are worried, pray. That worry will not worry you again. Because all that God wanted to do with the worry is to rise our fellowship. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Can I tell you something? There's something, you know, there's something, you know, God knows you. He knows me. Amen. Turning point. You know, you say you can't sleep. Eh? Really? You can't sleep.
Pray.
Take your Bible, pray. Yeah. He doesn't want you to read the Bible anyway. Now that you are reading the Bible, this is not working. It is working against us. Please stick with me. Say turning point. Philippians 1:28. He said, in nothing, don't let what is happening terrify you. This is a proof that what your enemy desire against you, they will fail, and that God will save you. He said, in nothing be terrified by what the adversary is doing. When you don't entertain that fear, because he said, I know. He said, which is to them an evident token that they will not walk and they will be destroyed, but to you of salvation and that of God. Can we see it in NIV or Amplified? Without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. Praise God. And that's how you should approach situation, knowing that this is work for my God. But know what caused the turn to happen. Through prayer and the supply of the Spirit. The supply of the Spirit can tell you, be thankful. The supply of the Spirit can tell you, don't talk about the subject again. I shared with you how they wanted to sell a car in my office. And God, after God said, I should ask him for the car free of charge, my people, can I tell you something? You don't have to pay for everything.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, I want somebody to say, only. No way. I did that too. God said to me, I was asking God, please give me money to buy this car. So that I said, please give me money so that they will lessen it for me. And God said, why are you asking me to lessen it for you? Why did you ask me to give it to you free? And I said, God, free? Isn't that robbery? I said, would they take, if I go and ask them to give me free, would they say I'm a thief? You know what God said? God said, it is not robbery on my part to give to you what belongs to somebody else. I said, really? He said, yes. I said, where is that in the Bible? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it. The moment God gave me that word, he said, don't discuss this subject with anybody anymore. Nothing said, nothing spoken. Nothing heard, nothing said, my people. 3 months. After 3 months, they approached me. You can't ask for anything in this company. I will sell it to you, take a view of that. They did the change of title and insurance, man. Everybody on my level who had the same access to their car, they said, this is not a car dealership. Go and buy it. Praise the Lord. Say turning point.
Turning point.
True prayer and the supply of the Spirit. You cannot ignore that. It will turn. Say it will turn. Yeah, because you see, sometimes we keep praying, but we don't respond to the supply. Say supply. Come on. There is something that the Holy Spirit will tell you. And the moment you launch on that, she can. Praise the Lord. Philippians chapter 1, verse 19. Don't forget it, my people. He said, I know. Shagah. Number two, don't discountenance the prayer of others for you. My people, can I tell you a secret? Your prayer is not enough. There's no such prayer person, such prayer power. Bible says, if two, Shagah, how many? Yeah, my people, don't go to it alone. A friend called me. I heard something about my friend. And I called the person and said, what's happening? What do I need to know about this? No, you should not be dealing with this by yourself. And I said, oh, I know you are. No, no, God never said that. That's a gift from the enemy. Bible says, one shall chase 1,000. You see, you don't have. Can we go to Judges chapter 1, my sister? See what the Bible says. I want from us one. They were going to promise them, my dear. You know, you are so close up. May not be close up. But praise the Lord. I understand, you know. People outside, you know, oh my God. You don't miss it because it takes gravity to be trusted with secrets. It takes gravity. Some people. The fact that you even shared it with them, just as soon as they drop the phone, they just call somebody else. May you not find such people in Jesus' name. People always think I tell thee about their story. You don't say no, nada. If you go, except you go and tell her yourself. In the event that she must know, I will ask, do I want me to discuss this with thee? And she has grown to know it. What's your business, though? And you're not going to pray. You don't know that you'll be judged after what you know. You don't know. Oh, you say you see somebody sick and you didn't pray for the person. You just say, oh, God bless you. You'll be held accountable when you know this happening to this person. You don't know that it's a responsibility to become aware of a body. You don't know. Oh, okay. May what is not your problem not become yours. People have got problem not knowing that is the way they handle what they know about. You remember that man that didn't use his talent very well? You remember that woman? You know what his master said to him? His master came to him and said, where's the money I gave to you? He said, I know you're a hard man. You know, you think I'm like all these people you take around. You don't want to reap where you didn't sow. I know you. You know what the master said? The master didn't say he was rude. Oh, so you know what the master said? He said, oh, so you know. Okay, so you know that's who I am. So you should have, since you know I'm going to ask you for what I did, so then you should have put the money into bank so that when I come, he was judged because of what he knew. You know, what do I want to do with people's business, by the way? Can I tell you? Okay, if you want to do anything with it, you better stand up for it. You know what I'm saying? Do what? Oh, yeah, that's how you become a body bearer. The Bible says, bear each other's what? Body, thereby fulfilling the law of God. Say, gossip will not kill you. Yeah, my people. Anyway, please be well, okay? Now, Bible says here, after the death of Joseph, the Israelites asked the Lord, who is to go up first? To fight against. So they were going to inherit what God said it will happen to them. Look at the next verse. And the Lord answered, Judah shall go up. I have given the land. So can we speak to Kate, my sister? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, you see what? Say cutting edge. You know, knife. You know, the whole of knife is not all that God you need, right? You don't know. You don't need all the. Say, I know the cutting edge. Oh, yeah. If the two side of the edge is the same like the backside, you nothing will happen. You don't know. Oh, you, thank God you won't know. Do you buy a knife that is like that both sides?
No,
you use that one to flip, not to cut. You know what I mean? You use it to flip. Cutting edge. Now, Judah was to be the cutting edge. You see what the cutting edge does? It brings others into it. Say it brings others into it. Yeah, you don't know. That's why when you want to cut apple, the cutting edge. My God. My God. You don't know the technology that is working at that instance. You just cut it. You don't know that a lot has happened. Praise God. Now, this was Judah for Israel. He was the cutting edge. But see how he approached it. We go to the next verse. And Judah said to Simeon, my God, come now with me into my lot. What is in his lot? Say, giant. Oh, yeah. They were going to fight. He said, come into my lot. That we may what? Through your prayers. Say, through your prayers. My sister, my brother, I don't know. We don't know. I can't tell you what will have happened today if there was no prayer here today. For our sister. I can't tell. Say, supply of the Spirit.
I know.
Through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit, it return. It return.
Amen.
It return.
Amen.
And Judah said unto Simeon his brother, come up with me to my Lord that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I will go with thee into thy lot. So Simeon did what? May you find somebody who will go with you.
Amen.
My sister didn't come here alone. The church went with her. Whatever that project is, we came like a troop. When they said, let somebody shout
hallelujah!
You must know how to live with the turning point. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know. Don't do anything wrong to anybody who asks you to help him or her come with his Lord. Okay? You know why? Your senior will need him too. He said, and I will likewise do what? Go with thee, not my Lord. Can I tell you something? The metaphor there is that it may not be the senior in this case with you that will be the senior for you. You didn't catch it. That Simeon there is a metaphor. But the point is that you will need a Simeon. Who, because you have helped a Judah to secure his lot, today you need a Simeon. I don't know what my sister did, my people, but surely God spoke for her. Something spoke for her. Praise God. You know, no, my, I'm telling you, there are things that speak against the time to come. Look at everything that happened to her. Sister Dennis, she leads something. Including let the peace of God. How they were afraid how they would break the news to the mom. But when she heard the news, she was calm. Say it with tongue. And now he said, the same boy, Shaga, open the door for me. Unpack my stuff. My people, God is not a man. Let's lift up our hands to God. I can see everything
around.
They are
turning around.
They are
turning around. Oh my.
All right. Take the senior next to you. Let's do it quickly. Just pair up with somebody. Let's pair up one after the other. And let's lift up our voice. He said, through your prayers, Shaga, and the supply. Look at the supply of the Spirit in this house today. My sister came up here not knowing what is up. And he said, there is victory song here. We just cried. That's the supply of the Spirit, my people. He cleared the window. He make sure that what we'll be saying here today will be so, nothing will stop it, my people. The penetration of the prayer angle is so severe. It was a clear cut. They came to make way. They make way for us. Lekoba Let's pray one for another. I say, Father, Makotebaya, whatever is concerning to my brother, whatever is concerning to my sister, whatever is concerning to my wife, whatever is concerning to my husband, Father, we command a change to turn for salvation. He said, but I know through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit, it will turn. It will turn. Makabo kata, pekato kaba, nekoba kato, nekaba, nekoto brakaya. Father, we command a change of salvation. Nekaba, you thought it to do me wrong, but God used it to do me right. Nekaba shakata. But I know, Yekete, through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit, thank you, Papa. Nekaba ikata, nekaba akata, nekaba kute, kaba nekata, nekuto kataya. Father, we bless you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Philippians chapter 1, Philippians 1, 19 again, my sister. Thank you, Papa. Lighthouse, there is nothing that's not subject to change. Are you here? There is nothing under him that is not subject to change. But God, only God is changeless. Even Satan changes by default. Bible says he turned himself to an angel of light, so he doesn't have a stable nature. You can change anything. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's why God's Bible, we call God the unchanging one.
Unchanging.
I know this shall turn to your salvation through the prayer we have offered. And the supply. Look at the supply of the Spirit is itself to me. Like always, to the glory of God, because he brings different supply on every day. He knows what is needed. He knows what is acute. He knows what is priority. Father, we thank you. No, there's no God you can save after your sort of God. My people, not knowing anything about anything, including you yourself, but God is arranging everything to turn for you. We bless you, God. We are proud of you. You are worthy to be believed. You are worthy to be trusted. You are worthy to be relied upon. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be witnessed about. My people, my sister said, God, who did my own, we do your own too.
Amen.
My God, my God, my God. Thank you. We bless you, Daddy. As a proof of our thanksgiving, please join our hearts to yours.
Amen.
Let nothing turn us from falling. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Stretch your hands towards me. Makuba shanda kabo koto prakade ikoto kaba ikogoko shakabaya. Say the turning point will not jam in the name of Jesus. Because sometimes they can make this thing. If that dog got hooked, it will be like, it's not opening. But as the Lord leaves, the grace, supply of the Spirit that wants to change all this, will not be missing and lacking in our ministry. Will not be missing and lacking in this house. Makusha kabra kate kaba. Makushe kete ikapra. Paul said to Timothy, Titus, he said, for this purpose, I left thee in Crete that you may set in order, change the course of things and appoint elders there. To set in order the things that are missing. It was a turning point to that church. Father, thank you. Let nothing disturb what you are turning in this house today. Let your glory be to your name.
Amen.
Let's give God a hand clap.